A slice of Australian automotive history is going under the hammer this week. The one-of-a-kind six-door Ford Falcon wagon was made to order in the 1970s as a courtesy car for the former airline Trans Australia Airlines. Lee Hames is the Chief Operations Officer of Lloyd's Auctions based on the Gold Coast. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish. Thank you for having us.
This car is being described as Australia's rarest car. Why is that?
Basically, it's one of one. It's straight from the factory. Ford, it's a Ford Falcon XY, a six-door wagon. We've never seen anything like it, and we've sold a lot of cars in the last couple of years. Nothing we've seen is one of one, which makes it extremely rare and exciting for car enthusiasts.
And what's its current condition?
Immaculate. It has been restored in the 90s from the ground up. It's been fiduciously restored. It's warming up here on the Gold Coast where it's on display. And we took it for a bit of a promo spin yesterday. And the aircon is freezing cold. This car is amazing. It's got to be seen in real life.
I was interested to read about the fact that old Fords, for example, Australian-made Fords, are going up in price enormously. What's driving this?
That's right, Hamish. We're keeping a really close eye on the industry. You know, over the last 10 years, the only thing going up in value faster than classic cars is pink diamonds. Now, when it comes to Australian-built cars, we know Australians are very passionate about their muscle cars and their racing history. So we're seeing Monaros break records, A9Xs break records. We sold a Phase 3 for $1 million last year. And more recently, we offered the Phase 4, which was one of four built. Obviously, one had been destroyed, so it was down to one of three. So the interest has really turned. We had thought we had seen it all at this point, and then this XY shows up.
I mean, when you think of an old Ford, you sort of want to get rid of it. What are people getting for this? And it's extraordinary amounts of money that people are paying. What are they actually getting? Is it just a hunk of metal?
No, they're getting a bit of history. They're getting an emotional buy as well. A lot of these people are connected to these cars. It's the car that their dad used to race in or take them to the grocery stores. You know, and I think Australians have a real passion for driving real cars as well. You know, so it's about being able to tinker with the engine. And in real terms, a lot of these cars that are being sold now aren't coming back to market. So they're getting bought by investors. So a lot of the time, in a lot of cases, these cars coming up aren't coming back to market. So they're a limited commodity, and they're an investment that you can enjoy. It has all the ingredients for a great investment, and they're getting quite hard to get your hands on.
And this one's got six doors?
That's right. Yeah, actually, if you walk past it, you have to have a second look because it looks like an ordinary station wagon, but it's got three doors along the side. So obviously, it was made to order for Trans Australian Airlines. And we've heard yesterday that after that, it was used as the Prime Minister's limousine in Nauru. So it's got some great history behind it as well. And it looks brand new.
And are you getting much interest in it? I imagine that it's a pretty niche market.
Absolutely. So with the growth of the, obviously, the Monaros, the A9Xs, and some of those, cars connected to racing, we have a huge audience and a lot of people that want to, you know, get their hands on these assets. This one's a little different. Obviously, the biggest difficulty for the next custodian of this car will be parallel parking. But other than that, you know, it's one of one. It's going to go up in value. So the best advice we can give anyone that buys it next would be to enjoy it on Sundays and put it away and see what it's worth in 10 years' time.
You need a very big garage, though.
You do.
The rare Ford that you sold last year, that went for $1 million. How much do you reckon this will go for?
That's a very good question. Now,
I know auctioneers don't like to give the game away, but, you know, this is a news program.
I'll give you some inside scoop. All right. So the Phase 3 sold for $1 million. It was the first Phase 3 to sell at auction for $1 million. We were introduced to the Phase 4, which was even rarer. Top bid on that one was $2.1 million. Obviously, these cars have a direct affiliation with Australian motorsport. This car has no comparable. It's six doors. It's a wagon. It's one of one. So there's nothing we can look back on in history to predict what this car's going to go for. So it's really auctioneer's hands in the air. Let's see how it goes at auction. 100% honest. That's the best I can give you.
I don't know if meant to believe auctioneers or not. Lee Hayes, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish. Love your work.
Lee Hames is Lloyd's Auctions Chief Operations Officer.